And the Christmas season of 2017, the election season of 2018 can seem a very long time off. But in fact, voters in Oregon will have ballots in hand in less than a month, because a special election dated January 23rd will ask voters to decide the fate of Ballot Measure 101, a tax to fund Medicaid in Oregon. The legislature needed a plan to pay for Medicaid and passed one last summer. It's a tax on hospitals and insurance premiums. Legislators who did not like the plan organized a petition campaign and got enough signatures to force this public vote. You'll hear from Yes campaign today, the No on 101 campaign on December 28th. Representing the Yes side today, Hannah Love is the campaign manager for the Yes on 101 campaign. Hi, Hannah. Thank you for joining us today. And we also have with us a pediatrician from Grants Pass on the Yes side, Dr. Kat Johnston in Grants Pass. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Johnston.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks, both of you, for joining us. Hannah, give us some of the background here. What needed to happen in the legislature last summer to keep Medicaid going as it's come to be known in Oregon? Hannah, you are barely audible. I don't know if you need to get closer to a phone or what. Okay, can't hear you now. I'm going to have to check some buttons on the other side. Make sure the program button is in on that particular channel. And Dr. Kat Johnston, let's come to you and tell us about your particular feelings about what's going on here.
Well, as a provider in the Southern Oregon area for the last 9 years, I've seen what a benefit the Medicaid program is to my patients and to families in the area. And so I have a vested interest in making sure that they continue to be able to receive the preventative care that they need.
All right, Hannah Love, I think we solved the problem with you now. So give us a
sense.
Good. Yeah, it was one button. I got to stop that guy from leaving that one out. The legislature was up against a bit of a wall, it sounds like, in order to fund Medicaid last summer. Can you kind of walk us through the steps that led to where we are now?
Sure, yeah. I think the important thing for people to understand is that Measure 101, at its core, protects health coverage for the 1 in 4 Oregonians who depend on our Medicaid system. That includes seniors, people with disabilities, working families, working adults, and 400,000 children. No matter where you live or work or what your job is, you should be able to see a doctor or nurse and get medication when you're sick, and it shouldn't bankrupt you. And Oregon has a really long history of protecting Medicaid and protecting and expanding health care coverage for people. And so that was where the legislature started out, was with the goal of coming together and figuring out how to continue funding Medicaid at its current level without having to push anyone off of their benefits or their coverage. And Measure 101 is that plan.
This was originally supposed to come, I mean, wasn't the original idea to have this come from general fund money, and essentially we're creating a whole new separate fund to fund Medicaid now?
No, actually, I'm glad you asked. So Oregon has funded its Medicaid program with provider assessments since 2004. So this isn't a new concept. Provider assessments are a federally approved way to fund Medicaid. 49 states and the District of Columbia use provider assessments to fund their Medicaid programs. So this is really nothing new. And in fact, even the insurance premium assessment that's in Measure 101 isn't new either. Back in 2009, Oregon passed a premium assessment to fund Medicaid for children. And it was hailed back then as a landmark bill, thanking insurance companies and hospitals for stepping up to reduce our children's uninsurance rate, which I think folks like Dr. Johnston could tell you has had a tremendous benefit on the children and the families in our state.
Dr. Johnston, let's go there then. I mean, you are seeing people, I assume, who do come with the Oregon Health Plan, which is Oregon's version of Medicaid. Have you seen more of them in recent years with the Medicaid expansion?
Absolutely. When I first started here, I think around maybe 40-50% of my patients were on Medicaid, and at this point we're up to about 70%. We've seen a large chunk of people that were in the gap window, you know, that just didn't make enough money to afford private insurance, and they were basically living without insurance and hoping that, you know, one illness did not bankrupt their family. And now they're able to be covered, and they're able to come in for their preventative care and, you know, wellness visits and sick visits, and it has made such a tremendous difference in these children's lives to be able to stay healthy.
We are talking about the Yes on 101 campaign with Hannah Love, who's the campaign manager for it, and Dr. Kat Johnston, who's a pediatrician in Grants Pass. You can join the conversation on the exchange as we talk about Measure 101 on January 23rd ballot in Oregon. Ballots should go out right after the new year, probably by the weekend after new year, you'll begin to get ballots on the Oregon side. We'll have the no side on Thursday, December 28th at 8:30. You can join us now at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Just to get off into the weeds a little bit here, Hannah Love, I mean, provider assessments, you say we're already there. There's also a tax on insurance premiums. Those have both existed previously?
Yes. So this was an extension of previous assessments. Oregon's had some form of provider assessment for more than a decade. And the legislature goes back and renews those assessments every couple of years. So there's always different variations and flavors, but in concept, this isn't anything new.
Which providers?
And I should,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I just wanted to throw in there that this isn't just me. Don't take my word for it. The Yes on Measure 101 campaign is made up of a coalition of more than 140 organizations throughout the state. Almost everyone who provides health care or works on health care policy or works with low-income families in the state includes AARP, the Oregon Medical Association, the Oregon Nurses Association, the Rural Health Association, the Oregon School Boards Association, and even many regional health care providers down in Southern Oregon, including Jefferson Regional Health Alliance, Primary Health of Josephine County, La Clinica. The list goes on and on. So don't just take my word for it. Healthcare professionals and experts around the state know that Measure 101, a yes on Measure 101, is really the only sure way to continue funding Medicaid and protecting healthcare for the 1 in 4 Oregonians who depend on Medicaid.
Well, in fact, a name that you didn't mention here, the Oregon Association of Hospitals and Health Systems supports this. They are taxed under this measure, correct?
That's correct, yes. Hospitals do pay an assessment, and the Association of Hospitals and Health Systems supports Measure 101. Because they know that this is the most important thing we can do to continue providing health care for vulnerable families in our state. So they came together, the Hospital Association and many of their individual hospitals, some of whom are the largest employers in the state, actually support this plan.
And is it primarily hospitals that pay the assessments then, the provider assessments?
Yes, there's a hospital assessment and there's also an insurance premium assessment.
All right. Whose insurance premiums get taxed and up to what level?
Insurance premiums can be taxed up to 1.5%, and that assessment then goes on to pay for Medicaid and also a reinsurance program, which, to get into the weeds with you, reinsurance helps keep the cost of coverage down for anyone who buys their own insurance on the private market. One of the great things that's true nowadays is that insurance companies aren't allowed to discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. That's a really good thing. It means that more people are able to get coverage. But the other thing it means is that premiums have gone up, and I think people know that. They've seen it in their own checkbooks and their own, their own personal budgets. And so what Measure 101 does, in addition to funding Medicaid, is that insurance premium that you were talking about funds a program that helps lower all of our premiums by helping cover the cost of the very sick. It's a win-win. The people who need coverage get it, and the rest of us get relief on our premiums. The Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services has said that, on average, someone who buys their own insurance is going to save $300 a year on their premiums, thanks to Measure 101.
Save 300, but wait a minute. So this is where it gets confusing. So there's a 1.5% up to a 1.5% tax on some insurance premiums, but most people will pay lower premiums by an average of 300 a year.
That's right.
How do those match up then? So who are the people who will get assessed the tax, and who are the people who will get the break on their premiums?
The insurance companies are the ones who pay the premium assessment. No one's going to see an extra charge, tacked on when they're checking out at the doctor's office. This is the tax that's paid by insurance companies. And that assessment, those funds go into a fund to pay for a reinsurance program that actually lowers premiums.
We're talking again about the campaign for Oregon Measure 101 on the January 23rd ballot. Hannah Love is the campaign manager for the SL One-on-One campaign. We also have with us the pediatrician, Dr. Kat Johnston from Grants Pass on the phone. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Hannah, you do lead your case with children. I mean, as you look at the website for your organization, your coalition, there's a lot of stuff in there about children. They're not the only ones to benefit, though. I mean, is there within the legislation as it exists any specific targeting of benefits to children?
Measure 101 protects Medicaid, and we know that in this state, Oregon children are some of the main beneficiaries of Medicaid. Our state has, over the years, made a commitment to making sure children have insurance. And for the first time, every child in our state who's income eligible has access to Medicaid. And so Measure 101 protects that. The bill itself doesn't designate who gets coverage and who doesn't. It's the funding mechanism that protects Medicaid. Without Measure 101, funding will be slashed, really destabilizing the entire system and putting a lot of lives at risk, including children who depend on this for their wellness checks, their immunizations, their basic checkups, not to mention catastrophic health problems.
And just a momentary aside here, I know Congress has not reauthorized the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, since it expired with the end of the federal fiscal year on September 30th. Does that figure at all in the programs or funding delivered by the passage of Measure 101?
It is of concern. I think the main thing that voters should know is, regardless of what happens at the federal level, Measure 101 is essential, because without it, our entire state Medicaid system will be really destabilized. So yes, of course, we need the federal government to reauthorize CHIP, but without Measure 101, it's not going to do us as much good.
Dr. Kat Johnston, has the slowness in Congress, or the lack of effort in Congress thus far, lack of delivery anyway, in getting CHIP reauthorized, has that made any difference in the people you're seeing?
Not actually currently, because Oregon has such a robust system in place right now. It's definitely a fear. It's something that I'm hearing from colleagues in other states that don't have such a robust system in place, other states that aren't as dedicated to making sure that all children are covered. That part of why I'm really hoping that Measure 101 passes is specifically for that reason, is that I don't want to see children starting to lapse in coverage and be unable to come in and see me or come in when they are ill, because they don't have insurance any longer.
All right, so this is one of the major issues, is that Oregon offers Medicaid offerings over and above what the minimum is.
I guess. I think it's one of the great things I think I love about Oregon, is that it is we are able to maintain that coverage, and that voters have agreed in the past to ensure that children are covered, and that there is an expansion population above and beyond the standard rate to make sure that all children have access to health coverage.
All right. So Hannah Love, what anyone wants to know anytime there's any measure on the ballot that talks about a tax is they want to know, how will I end up paying this? And what is the answer to that question for most people?
I encourage folks to go to our website, yesforhealthcare.org, to learn a little bit more about it. The truth is that this is an assessment that is paid by hospitals and insurance companies, and they've agreed to pay it, which means that the impact on Oregon consumers is that they're going to see more people with coverage, fewer people who are using high-cost emergency rooms for their basic preventive care. And we know that when more people have coverage, it takes pressure off of the system, and it actually drives premiums down for the rest of us. It makes economic sense, and it's the right thing to do to protect our friends and neighbors. No one should have to deal with the stress of deciding whether or not to put presents under the tree this year for their kids, or take their kids to the doctor, or take themselves to the doctor. I was talking to a nurse the other day who told me a story about a family she served once. The mother and her three children came in. This was they were uninsured, and the mother had been experiencing symptoms for months. By the time she finally came in, she'd been putting it off and putting it off because she was worried about the cost and worried about being able to continue to provide for her kids despite huge medical bills. By the time she came in, she already had a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. And this is something that could have been easily treatable or easily preventable had she come in earlier. She put that off because of the financial stress of not having insurance. And I don't think that's a position any of us would want to be in, or any of our friends or family. And that's why Measure 101 is so important. That really just gets to the basics of it. Everyone deserves to see a doctor or a nurse when they need it without worrying if it's going to bankrupt them.
So then what is the flip side? If Measure 101 should happen to fail, does this mean that Oregon Medicaid is essentially gutted and a lot of people get taken off the Oregon health plan?
If Measure 101 doesn't pass, we're going to see a giant hole blown in the state Medicaid budget. It's $320 million just here in Oregon. But what happens is that these Medicaid dollars are then matched by the federal government. So it could blow a hole of as much as $1.3 billion in the state budget. That's a hard hole to make up. Voters can go see the fiscal estimate on the Elections and Secretary of State website. It's all laid out there from official and non-biased, nonpartisan sources. And I think what we would see happen is the legislature would have to figure out how to fill that budget hole. And a really, really most likely scenario is that people would see a reduction in their coverage or a reduction in their benefits.
We are talking again with the folks who are in favor of the passage of Oregon Ballot Measure 101. The ballots will go out the first weekend of the new year, and the vote is actually on January 23rd. It is the tax on temporary assessments to fund health care for low-income individuals and families is the official ballot title. Hannah Love is the campaign manager for the ESL One-on-One folks. Dr. Kat Johnson is a pediatrician in Grants Pass. We have room for your questions and comments and thoughts about this ballot measure in here at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You've got a situation where even one of the, one member of the Republican Party, that was Sal Esquivel of Medford, who, by the way, we've asked it to join us on this and will not, voted for this to get it out of the legislature, therefore the passage. But then he joined the campaign to refer this to the ballot so that the public could vote on it. I mean, what are the dynamics there as you understand them, Hannah?
Yeah, that's an interesting dynamic there with Representative Esquivel. I wish he would come on and explain it to your listeners for himself. The one thing we do know is that lots of other elected officials in Southern Oregon are really supportive of this. Just last week, some of your listeners may have seen on TV, there was a forum put on by the League of Women Voters of Southern Oregon, and we had former Democratic State Representative Peter Buckley side by side with current Republican Senator Alan DeBoer speaking about how without Measure 101, we could see really serious cuts to Medicaid, and both of them were speaking in support of the measure. So there's a lot of bipartisan, broad-spread support. Like I said, 140 organizations throughout the state, including many in Southern Oregon, have signed on to support this. So it's a plan that is supported by people all across the political spectrum.
So the no on 101 folks obviously have a couple of poster children to pull out. Sal Esquivel is one of them, because he can say, I voted for this in the legislature, and now I'm going to vote against it as a private citizen. There's also the argument that comes up anytime anybody talks about increasing the purchase price of anything, which is this is a sales tax. I mean, how do you combat the sales tax angle on this?
Again, I think you just need to look to the experts that are members of our coalition. The Oregon Medical Association, the Oregon Nurses Association, AARP Oregon, who is always looking out for the consumer, for seniors on fixed incomes, and all of those trusted organizations throughout the state agree. This Measure 101, a yes on Measure 101, is the only way to protect the health and the pocketbooks of Oregonians.
Now, how much harder is your case made by the audit information about the Oregon Health Authority from the Secretary of State and from the OHA itself, that they put many more people onto the Oregon Health Plan, Oregon's version of Medicaid, than were eligible, costing the state millions of dollars?
The Yes on Measure 101 campaign, like probably many of your listeners, agrees that we need to make sure that our public dollars are being spent wisely. We need to make sure that government is accountable and transparent. And we're really, really glad that the auditors did a great job and that the Oregon Health Authority under new leadership is really cleaning up their house and getting things in tip-top shape over there. The most important thing, though, is that none of this changes the need for Measure 101. There's still a need in the state budget for these funds, and while government transparency and accountability is something we should all be working toward, none of that's a reason to deny working families or vulnerable people their health care. And that's why Guest on 101 is still so important.
Dr. Kat Johnston, I wonder how much you have discussions with folks who come into the office about Measure 101, January 23rd, Measure 101. There we go.
We've actually started talking about it here in the last few weeks. You know, I try not to get too political in the office, especially when I'm seeing children. But I think as it comes up, you know, a lot. I've seen so many families who are benefiting from the ability to have health insurance that if they bring it up or if we begin talking about it, we definitely discuss. You know, going forward, we would like to make sure that your family and families like you and families who are in crisis are able to have health care. And overwhelmingly, support has been quite positive.
Did you become a pediatrician because of thoughts that catching health conditions early in life is important or something along those lines?
Absolutely. Prevention is by far number one with children. If you can catch things early and keep children coming in for wellness care and routine immunizations and everything and keep them on a good health path, the emergency room rates plummet. And we've seen that actually with the Medicaid expansion a number of years ago. The number of children that I'm seeing going to the emergency room has dropped significantly. And obviously that is something that benefits all people in Southern Oregon, all taxpayers. But it's just, they do better in school, they do better in life, they go on to higher levels of education. It's just so much better in the long run.
So people come see you first. They're going to the emergency room less these days, you're saying?
Much more. Yeah, much less.
All right. Hannah Love, a final question here. The Oregonian actually got out a bit of ahead of things yesterday and had their editorial about Measure 101, and it was a big front page of the opinion section. Vote no on 101. This should come out of the general fund instead of from a special fund. What's the response to that?
Well, as you can imagine, the Coalition for Yes on Measure 101 doesn't agree with the Oregonian on their final conclusion. And in fact, they had enthusiastically endorsed a similar policy in 2009, a premium assessment for healthy kids, really praising it and calling it a landmark bill. I think that if the Oregonian's editorial board itself admits that without Measure 101, we could see a massive hole in the state budget and that there is no backup plan to keep these people covered who rely on Measure 101 for benefits and coverage. So really throwing the budget out of balance and making those cuts without a plan B, irresponsible. You don't send Salem a lesson by putting health care of a million people at risk.
All right. Hannah Love and Kat Johnston, thank you so much. We'll get the no votes on Thursday, December 28th at 8:30.